The recycling movement targets table scraps. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Seattle City Council is determined to make Seattle America's first zero garbage city and so has voted unanimously to require mandatory recycling of table scraps. Mayor Greg Nickels says all single-family homes will by 2009 have to sort out their table scraps and recycle them with their grass clippings.
Well, it'll be composted and then reused.
Reused for what?
For fertilizer.
Fertilizer?
Yeah.
Fertilizer. The only thing is, the market for this table scrap enhanced fertilizer isn't quite robust enough that pickup rates can be lowered. So pickup rates will, in fact, have to increase. Although there will be a vicarious reward.
It reduces the carbon footprint.
And a not-so-vicarious penalty if you don't comply.
We'll continue the education, but we'll start writing nasty notes.
And as you can imagine, all environmentally conscious Seattleites have just one question. Why us? Well, you brought it on yourselves, people. Trimming the crusts off your peanut butter sandwiches, peeling the skin off your fried chicken, picking the bacon bits out of your quiche and throwing it out. That stuff is choking our landfills. Even the seagulls are full. So either stop buying food you don't like or start cleaning your plate, because this is only the beginning.
City's current goal is by 2012 to recycle 60%. We're at about 44% now.
Yes, and if you visit us here in Seattle, don't be surprised if you're politely requested to eat the soggy peppers at the bottom of your cashew chicken. Because when cities start charging you to process your table scraps, heck, you might as well process them yourself. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.